And in all of these, we can come back to a simple kinesthetic sense of opening, of spaciousness. I'll just mention one more practice, which we'll be doing tonight, which is puja. The blockages, these habits, these patterns that can stifle metta, they're often bigger than us, or bigger than our conscious mind, if you like. It's like we can't necessarily work at them very directly in our conscious mind. So, as part of this opening up into the bigger mind, we can call on something bigger than us, call on the Buddhas, if you like, call on the Bodhisattvas, however you want to think of them, call on higher aspects of ourselves, if you wish. So we open up to the larger reality. And when we do that, then it's as if our mind, our heart and mind, is metta. We become that high water table. This is a quality of heart and mind that we can bring to any experience. It's not something that we have to sort of generate consciously in an interaction. It just is us. Now, ultimately, it is us. We can just bring this quality to any experience, and it flows completely freely, depending on how it needs to flow. And when that happens, then we can really start being a people of loving kindness. We can really start bringing this quality of metta into a people of loving kindness, and we can really be said to be loving what is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you very, very much, Vajrapriya. I felt it was a gift of a talk, actually. There was this incisive clarity about the Dharma and an incisive clarity about how to apply it. Very, very candid talk about how Vajrapriya himself applies it. And I think what I felt was you had an experienced Dharma practitioner teaching from his experience, exemplifying how to practice. So it was a real gift of a talk, rich with practical suggestions that were also challenging. I think there's much material in there to reflect upon and discuss in our groups and try and see what's relevant for us. So it was a real sort of gift of a talk of sharing very generously his own experience, as well as putting the Dharma into real clear perspective. So thank you very much, Vajrapriya, for that.